Kalispell School District 5 is asking voters for a 10-year technology levy for both the high school and elementary school districts. Each request is $600,000, $1.2 million total per year over the 10-year period. A 2010 building reserve and technology levy failed to pass for the high school district. It passed for the elementary schools. Kalispell tried again and failed in 2012. Information Technology Director for District 5, Richard Lawrence, says this is the first time the district is trying to pass a technology-only levy.
We have students sitting in front of PCs that are 7 to 10 years old at both high schools, and not just a few, hundreds of them.
Lawrence says operating systems are also out of date.
Not only statewide, but nationwide. In the last 7 years, there's been a 40% increase in curriculum that's delivered through technology means. And since it's been in the last 7 years, a lot of this older equipment, because of the new browsers and that type of thing that's needed to deliver this type of curriculum, we're struggling with older equipment.
Today, there are 10 applications due. If you've done 100 hours of volunteer service, the Governor's Youth Scholarship, and, well, there's just way too many to tell you about. You can read, right?
Daily announcements at Flathead High School are multimedia, beamed into each classroom via television or projector onto SmartBoard. Library media specialist Murray Graham leads the class that produces them.
They have 50 minutes, one class period to get it done, and I tell them it's the start of the semester. This is like a job. You have this; it has to be accomplished by the end of your work day, which is just the period, second period. And so far, the kids have really done a great job.
Graham says the class has 11 students taking turns at different jobs, including editing, gathering and entering information about lunch, sports, weather, activities, anchors for the announcements, as well as taking pictures and movies of what's going on around the school.
There's a lead in.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I always put a little music in it.
The students use Adobe Pro to edit the video. The on-screen anchors read off a teleprompter run by another student. And each day, the next day's announcements have to get put together.
It's a hard deadline. And they don't get fired from the job. They just get a bad grade.
The students work in one of the three library computer labs. Graham says he also averages about 65 classes each week, booking time to come in and use the computers. Flathead and Glacier High School have been operating without a technology levy since 2010. Graham says he's been working within his own budget, buying a few computers per year from the funds he would otherwise use to purchase new media and materials.
It's a toss-up. You do what you can to make it work. That's one of the things about teachers. You'll find out we're the great enablers. You got to make it happen because the kids are what count, so you make it work.
Last year, Kalispell Schools built new classrooms to address overcrowding at the elementary level after voters approved a building reserve levy. Outreach coordinator Mike Cofford for the school district says this technology levy follows a similar style of making a very specific request to voters.
Technology is advancing and changing so rapidly, you have to have a long-term plan in place to keep cutting edge and relevant. And I think that's the difference. You know, there's a big difference between doing, let's say, some site repairs and planning to have a relevant education for a student next year plus 10 years in the future.
Being able to ask for a 10-year levy is also new. It came out of the 2012 legislative session. Cofford says he's been presenting to parents and business leaders and generally hearing support for the need for up-to-date technology in the schools to supply students with better tools to better compete in the job market. Opening these lines of communication is part of the district's approach. Wednesday evening, it's hosting a community forum where attendees will hear from teachers about how technology is being used at school, everywhere from yearbook to the auto shop, as well as breaking down what the 10-year tech plan looks like.
But of course, I don't think, you know, anybody likes taxes. It's just how well I think you can explain why this is a need that's not just a want. We really believe that this is going to be vital to our students to have best chance of success economically in the current climate.
Ballots get sent out April 21st, due back by May 6th. If passed, a Kalispell resident with a house assessed at a value of $200,000 would pay about $42 per year or $350 per month. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.